I want to thank the president from Argentina for coming here. It is my honor to welcome a friend of America. This is a country that has been our friend for a long period of time, and I intend to keep our friendship strong, Mr. President. I appreciate so very much you're working hard to work through the economic difficulties that you've had. You're making a very strong effort to recover. I know it's been difficult, but you've been a very strong leader. I appreciate also your willingness at times to commit troops to as peacekeepers. Your country's been a very strong supporter of keeping the peace around the world. I look forward to telling the president that that one of the main strategies of our foreign policy is to have strong relations in our hemisphere. It begins with remembering our friends, and the president represents a country that is a close friend of the United States. So welcome, Mr. President. Bienvenidos a los Estados Unidos.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Es un gran placer y un honor ser recibido aquí por el presidente de los Estados Unidos. Es una larga relación de amistad y cooperación entre nuestros países que vengo a reafirmar aquí. Es cierto que Argentina ha atravesado momentos de dificultad económica y los estoy encarando, afrontando con decisión y coraje, con mucha seriedad, con mucha previsibilidad. Para cumplir nuestros compromisos internacionales, recuperar la economía y lograr la competitividad que permita de nuevo el crecimiento y atender a las necesidades sociales de nuestro pueblo. Al mismo tiempo, trabajo en la modernización del país por la incorporación de las nuevas tecnologías y el desarrollo de la educación. Me alegro de encontrarme con el presidente Bush, que pone el acento en la educación como un eje fundamental. Y además en la rebaja de impuestos para promover sectores de la actividad económica. También quiero renovar mi compromiso con la causa de la paz, en el sentido de seguir cooperando en misiones de paz en el mundo, en el ámbito de Naciones Unidas. Hay muchas misiones de paz argentinas en distintos lugares, que actúan de manera ejemplar, y esto nos enorgullece. También la defensa de la causa de los derechos humanos, la lucha contra el terrorismo y el narcotráfico. Y algo que hoy nos convoca de manera especial, que es la libertad de comercio, en momentos en que se realizará mañana la reunión hemisférica de Quebec, con miras a la Asociación de Libre Comercio. Me ha tocado liderar estos 18 meses la Asociación de Libre Comercio, y en Buenos Aires, los primeros días de este mes, los ministros de Comercio han firmado un acuerdo que significa un gran avance, que reafirmaremos seguramente en la reunión de Quebec. Verdaderamente, la ampliación y la apertura de los mercados es fundamental para la libertad de la vida y el desarrollo de los pueblos. Y yo agradezco la iniciativa de los Estados Unidos en este sentido. Estoy seguro que sobre los principios aprobados en Buenos Aires iremos adelante en la configuración de un acuerdo hemisférico equitativo, justo, que promueva el comercio, la libertad de las actividades y el crecimiento de nuestros pueblos. Así que es un gran placer porque hay principios y valores comunes que compartimos y una amistad que hoy vengo a honrar ante el presidente de los Estados Unidos.
Thank you, Mr. President. Very good. Well, I have a couple of questions with the United States press. Will alternate to the Argentinian press and back and forth for two rounds. Ron Fournier.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President, as part of your, it's a little off topic, as part of your broader review of troop deployments, are you considering pulling out of the Sinai? And if so, why?
We are looking at all troop deployments around the world where we can reduce troops without creating instability, we will do so. One of the things I said during the course of the campaign and right after my inauguration was that we'd be reviewing and looking at and analyzing our troop deployments. I've always felt that we're overextended, which creates morale problems within our military. On the other hand, I understand we've made commitments, and we just won't simply walk away from our commitments. We'll consult with our allies. We'll lay the groundwork for reductions if, in fact, we think it is in our nation's best interest and the world's interest to keep reductions. So to answer your question, we're reviewing all opportunities to reduce the amount of troops around the world.
That includes Sinai as part of that review.
We're reviewing every place we have troops deployed.
President Bush, are you ready to support Argentina to solve the economic and social problems that are facing now?
We are. Our Treasury Department is working closely with their counterparts in the Argentinian government. We want our friend to do well economically. It is in our interests that a trading partner of ours be strong economically. We're working closely with the new minister of finance. We're listening to what he's doing. We believe the country's making progress. I'm aware of what the country and the leadership wants to do with the IMF, and we believe we're making good progress toward a stabilization plan. And that's the short-term solution, of course, is IMF help that now exists, and whether or not the IMF is going to provide some kind of latitude toward the government as it makes strides toward reforms. But longer term is what the president talked about, and that is to promote free trade, a free trade all throughout our hemisphere. And in one day's time, we'll both be in Quebec City talking about trade. And I'm going to be very aggressive about pushing a free trade agenda for the hemisphere, and I'm so pleased to hear the president say the same words.
Quería decir algo. Le agradezco.
Let me say one thing. I think it may make sense, Mr. President, if you speak a little bit and then let the translator translate. Okay. Unfortunately, not many people here speak Spanish like I do. And
how to translate your words? Ah, okay. Okay. Agradezco las palabras de apoyo y confianza hacia nuestro país.
Thank you very much for your words of support and trust in our country.
Pero por favor que nadie vaya a pensar que he venido aquí a pedirle plata al presidente Bush.
But please, I wouldn't like anyone to think that I have come here to ask Mr. Bush for money.
Tenemos ya nuestra relación con los organismos internacionales, nuestro financiamiento asegurado.
We do have relations with the international lending institutions, and our financing is already insured.
That's right.
Lo que queremos más libertad de comercio.
What we would want is more freedom in trade.
Y aprecio muchísimo el apoyo que él expresa hacia Argentina, donde hay tantas inversiones norteamericanas.
And I very much value the support expressed by Mr. Bush for Argentina, where there are so many U.S. investments.
Que esto sí realmente deseamos se incremente.
And definitely we would like this to increase.
Grandfather.
Mr. President, should the U.S. Group easing some of the economic sanctions on Iran, Iraq, and Libya in the interest of getting more oil into this country?
You know, we're looking at in our energy review, we're looking at all opportunities to create more energy supply, to take the pressure off of price. At the same time, I think it's important for the country to review all sanction policies to make sure they're effective. But I have no intention, as of this moment, for taking sanctions off of countries like Iran or Libya. We made it clear to the Libyans that the sanctions will remain until such time as they not only compensate for the bombing of the aircraft, but also admit their guilt and express remorse. And as far as Iran goes, it's too early at this time in our relationships to really, it's one thing to consider, it's another thing to act on sanctions, and I don't intend to do that anytime soon. Uno más? Okay, pues, you're out of here.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, De La Rúa, President Bush wanted the free trade agreement by the year 2003, but I think Brazil is not too keen on that idea. So now we're talking about 2005, which was the original date at the Summit of Americas in 1994. Is that a real possibility, or will that date also pass by?
Lo importante que sea coincidido en esa fecha en la reunión de Buenos Aires.
The important thing is that agreement has been reached on that date in Buenos Aires.
Debo aplaudir la amplitud y flexibilidad del señor Celi, que representaba al señor presidente.
I celebrate the generosity and flexibility of Mr. Zelik, who represented the president.
Y se llegó a un acuerdo de todos los países.
An agreement was reached by all countries.
Lo importante, además de la fecha, es que avancemos en los contenidos.
In addition to the date, it is important for us to make progress in terms of the contents.
En la forma en que se construirá un mercado común para la integración y el beneficio de todos los países.
In terms of the way to build a common market to benefit and integrate all countries.
Let me say something about that. First of all, I don't want to dispute, of course, the supposition of your question, but I was asked, I think you asked me in a press conference, would I be pleased to see the date moved up? And the answer is, of course, the sooner we get a free trade agreement for the Americas in place, the better off the continent will be. However, I recognize reality, and it looks like we're going to be aiming for the date 2005, but big progress has been made. And Ambassador Zelik went down and met with other leaders in our hemisphere, and we've got the framework for an agreement. And not only that, after the Summit of the Americas, we'll be putting out the agreement itself, or the framework of the agreement, for people to review. So the citizens from all countries, it's the first time this has ever happened, where the citizens will be able to review the contents of the trade agreement. And but I appreciate so very much the President's commitment to free trade. He understands the power of trade, and he understands the promise of free trade. And it's, I believe you're going to hear a strong statement at Quebec City that nations of our hemisphere are bound together by the concept of a free trade agreement. And it'll be good for our people. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.